This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Anger, frustration, and sadness over the decision not to charge Kentucky police officers for Breonna Taylor's death has poured into America's streets. Protesters lashed out at a criminal justice system they say is stacked against black people. Violence seized the demonstrations in Taylor's hometown of Louisville as gunfire rang out Wednesday night and wounded two police officers. Activists, celebrities, and everyday Americans have been calling for charges since Taylor was shot multiple times by white officers who entered her home during a narcotics investigation in March. While the officers had no-knock warrant, State Attorney General Daniel Cameron says the investigation shows they announced themselves before entering. One officer was charged with wanton endangerment. South Korea on Thursday accused North Korea of firing at a South Korean government official and burning his body and urged the North to punish those responsible. The man was a government official who disappeared from a South Korean ship checking on a potential unauthorized fishing in waters where several inter-Korean naval skirmishes have occurred. The South Korean Defense Ministry said the missing official was on North Korean shores Tuesday afternoon. Still unclear how he ended up there. A huge study of a single-dose COVID-19 vaccine is getting underway as U.S. top officials seek to assure a skeptical public they can trust any shots the government ultimately approves. U.S. President Donald Trump is pushing for a fast decision, but Wednesday, the Food and Drug Administration's chief pledged to a Senate committee that the decisions will be based on science, not politics. Hopes are high that answers about at least one of several candidates could come by year's end. This is VOA News.